Perek Chof, Mishnah Beis. Nosnin Mayim Al Gabi Hashmarim Bishvil Sheyitzalu. A person who has wine sediments that placed it on top of a filter before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos he wants to put water on the sediments to dry out whatever wine was left over in the sediments. So a person is permitted to do this on Shabbos. He could put the water on it on Shabbos when the sediments were placed on the filter before Shabbos. It's not a problem. It's not considered borer. You're drawing out the wine from the sediments. You're selecting. It's not considered borer because you're mixing the wine with the water and you're diluting the wine that way. So it looks like your real intention is just to dilute the wine and not to actually do borer, and therefore it's permitted. In a similar case, you could filter out the wine on Shabbos in order that it should be very, very clear. It should be super clear. How would they do this? Either besudarin, they would have special types of cloth that were miyuchad, that were designated for sinun, for filtering. And we're not concerned that you're going to come to do schita to squeeze these cloths, because these cloths were designated for the filtering process, and therefore we're not concerned you'll start taking it and squeeze it, because people know this is just for filtering. And the Gemara explains also that you shouldn't make any holes in the cloth. They explain that normally they would make some kind of hole in the cloth at the mouth of the utensil catching the wine, and it helped the process. But here you don't make that hole, because by not making the hole, you make a shinoy, you're doing things with a little different, action. And then you're not doing it the normal way that you do it on Shabbos, like you do it during the week. So, because number one, you're just trying to make the wine clearer, and number two, you're doing it with a shino. You're not making any holes in this cloth that's using as a filter. It's permitted to do it on Shabbos, and we're not concerned you're going to squeeze out the cloth because this cloth is special only for filtering. Another case, ubekfifa mitzvahs. They would have this basket that was made from it's called an Egyptian basket. What it means is that they had these type of branches or palm branches they would use to make this basket. And person wants to pour the wine into this basket so that when it comes out the other end, it's not much clearer. So it's permitted to do it on Shabbos. They bring down over here that, you know, when you do it, so this basket's gonna be resting on top of a utensil that's catching the wine. So make sure you don't raise, the basket, from the bottom part of the utensil catching the wine. Don't raise it a tefach, a hand breadth high. Because if you do, then it looks like the basket is hovering over the, utensil catching the wine, by a tefach. And a tefach makes it like an oh, like a tent. That's a prohibition on Shabbos. So it's permitted to use this filtering mechanism, but make sure the basket is within a tefach from the floor of the utensil catching the wine. And again, they explain the heter, the reason why this is permitted, we don't consider it borer, because a person anyway could drink the wine, he's just making it clearer, and plus he's doing it with a shinoi. Number one, he's doing it with a shinoi. He's not doing it the normal way. And number two, it was already drinkable. He's just making it, he's just refining it. Therefore, it's permitted on Shabbos. And therefore, it's permitted. V'nosen beitza b'mesanenet shel chardol. Similarly, a person can take a egg that he beat up, like a beaten egg, a scrambled egg, and put it into this filter that would filter mustard, and he put it with the mustard. And the idea was they used to take a beaten egg and put it into murky things like mustard, and then it would somehow make the slavin mazakin layada, the mustard would become more white and pure through this egg. Okay, so that's permitted on Shabbos as well. And they bring down over here also that there's no problem of borer. There was some kind of filtering process that happened when this egg went into the mustard. It removed some of the bad particles. I'm not exactly sure what the process was, but even though it looks like there's some kind of selection going on, some kind of borer going on, here it's not a problem because it's all one food and it's all eaten together. Okay. V'osin enomlin v'shabbos. You can make enomlin on Shabbos. What is enomlin? It's a taruv is a mixture of wine, honey, and pepper. It's permitted to make this on Shabbos. That's the shita of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, B'Shabbos you can only make a kos. You can only, on Shabbos, you can only make a cup of enos and enoma, right, el b'kos. You can only make a cup of this enoma, liquid. But more than that, you can't do it because it's a tircha, it's a bother, and you're not supposed to bother yourself on Shabbos. He says, B'yamtiv and yamtiv belugin, you can make it in a bakbuk, in a jug. You could do more, because in yamtiv, you're allowed to do things with food. So he's more lenient. B'moed and chalamoed, b'chavis, you can even make it in a barrel. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Tzadik Omer, a third opinion, akolof, your arch, everything depends on, you know, the guest, meaning he says, if you have a lot of guests, you can make mutilo lasis enumlin habri, you can make a lot of this enumlin liquid of wine, honey and pepper. And if you have a few guests, then you only make a few. So the idea here is that there's a tircha here. So how far do we let you go on Shabbos in order not to be, you know, matria, not to bother yourself? Tanakhama says you can do it whenever you want. Beauty gives a number of shirim, a number of measurements, depending if it's Shabbos, Yom Tovur, Chalamoid. And Rabbi Tzadik says it depends. If you're having a lot of guests, you can make a lot. If you're not having a lot of guests, then you shouldn't make, you know, don't make a lot. And we go into Tanakhama, the more lenient opinion, that says you can make as much inhuman as you want on Shabbos, regardless of the circumstances. Mishnah Gimel. Ain't sure you cannot soak on Shabbos as a chiltis. Chiltis is a type of sprout that they used to use for refuah, for either health or for spices. You can't soak this chiltis in beposhrin in lukewarm water on Shabbos, because it looks like you're doing a maisa chol, a weekday act. Some explain that it's nicker, that it's obvious that you're doing this for refuah, and they made a gzera lest you come to start, you know, if you're doing something for refuah, you might come to take pills and start crying to get them up and transgress the prohibition of grinding on Shabbos. So either the one reason is it looks like you're doing a weekday act, which you shouldn't be doing on Shabbos. Another reason is that you might come to grind the actual medicines on Shabbos. Okay, shchikas samamanim is what it's called. Aval, but no sin, you could put the chiltas to chachomer, you could put it into vinegar, and then you could dip your food into this, you know, metabol boas ma'achol, you could dip your food into this concoction, and then you could, you know, eat it, and it's not a problem. And even if you get healed, it's not a problem because it looks like you're just eating the food. Vein shonas akarshinim, another case, you cannot soak leek. They used to use leek for animal food. And the Mishnah is coming to teach you that it's asur to, you cannot soak it in water in order that the psoles, that the bad part of it should float to the top, because that would be borer. Velo shafenosan, you cannot, crumble them in your hand, because again, they'll remove the bad part, and that's also going to be borer. Why? Because here your intention is to remove the bad stuff. Aval, but, noticing that you could put the karshinim latocha kavara latocha kalkala, you could put the leek, these karshinim, these leeks, into either a kavara or a kalkala. Kavara is a sieve, kalkala is a basket, and even though that the bad parts of it, the wasteful parts of it, will fall off through the sieve or through the holes in the basket, it's permitted because this is a borer. This just happens on its own. You're not really doing an action, and therefore it's permitted. The fisher birizu me'alehi ba comes on its own, therefore it's permitted. In korban as a tevin ba'kavara, you cannot put straw into a sieve on Shabbos. Kedei lahapel lemenu as a mosadak, in order that the thin shaft should fall off. Because you don't want your animals to eat those thin shafts. It could damage the animals. So you can't put the straw into a sieve on Shabbos. And you cannot put the straw on top of like a high hill in order that the wind comes, it'll blow away the shafts. Again, the same reason, it'll remove the bad stuff so it doesn't damage your animals. Because here you're doing a positive act for borer. Aval, but note to Hubakvar, you could just take it and put it into a sieve, and then, you know, bring it to your animals, in order to feed it to them. So you could put it into a trough, in these scenarios, it's not a problem because here your intention is not to remove the bad part. You're just feeding it to your animal. You're feeding it to your animal by putting it into this kvar, into this sieve, or you're feeding it to the animal by putting it into this trough, and then the wasteful parts fall off. So here, your intention is not to remove the wasteful parts. It's just to feed it to the animal. So since that's what your intention is, here it would be permitted. And some explain our mission is going like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that davar she'eino miskaven, if you're doing something that you don't have an intention for it, it's permitted on Shabbos. So over here, you don't have an intention to really sift out the straw. You just want to feed your animal. Happens to be you're feeding him through the sifter. You're feeding him in a trough, and the shafts might fall off. But because it's not your initial intention, really just want to feed the animal, he would permit it.